This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Morghani reports on where the teams are being put in place to implement a possible Israel-Hamas ceasefire deal.
The remarks came after mediators in Doha said 2 days of talks had ended with plans to meet again next week in hopes of sealing a deal. At the White House, President Biden said they're closer than ever to an agreement.
I don't want to jinx anything.
Israel's issued a vague statement saying it appreciates the mediators' efforts. A Hamas statement did not sound enthusiastic about the latest proposed deal. Sagar Morghani, Washington.
A trail of destruction lies in the path of Ukrainian forces carving on their risky incursion into Russia, blasting through the borders and eventually into the town of Sutska, where Associated Press journalists traveled Friday on a Ukrainian government-organized trip. Thailand has a new prime minister, and it's the youngest one in the country's history. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones.
Let's be clear. The ultimate vaccine.
37-year-old Paetong Tan Shinawat became the youngest ever prime minister of Thailand on Friday. The political newcomer is taking on a host of challenges facing the country, including an unstable political climate and floundering economy.
It's about time to do something for the country and for the party as well. I hope that I can do my best.
Her win comes only a day after she was thrust into the spotlight amid an unrelenting power struggle between the country's warring elites. Paetong Tan sailed through with nearly two-thirds of the House vote, 2 days after her ally, Sreta Thavisin, was dismissed as premier by a constitutional court.
Reuters, Fiona Jones, this is VOA News. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports on Pakistan's first case of mpox.
Pakistan's health ministry has confirmed its first case of mpox days after the World Health Organization declared the spread of mpox a global health emergency. Pakistan's health ministry have said more tests are needed to determine whether the patient had a new variant of the virus. The new case in Pakistan comes a day after Sweden identified the first case of a person with the more infectious form of mpox. The more contagious variant was first seen in eastern Congo, and the World Health Organization recently declared the outbreaks there and elsewhere in Africa to be a global emergency. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United States has called on Sudan's military to join talks aimed at calming the country's grinding conflict. As the country faces a worsening humanitarian crisis, the military has boycotted negotiations in Geneva, Switzerland now in their fourth day, despite international pleas that it take part in the talks. Sudan's military is battling the powerful paramilitary known as the Rapid Support Forces. Sudan's governing council, which is led by top military generals, has said that the key border crossing of Adre from neighboring Chad into Sudan's rest of regional of Darfur, where people are facing famine, will be reopening soon. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports border arrests dropped significantly in July after asylum restrictions took hold.
Federal authorities say arrests for illegally crossing the border from Mexico plummeted 33% in July to the lowest level since September 2020, the result of asylum being temporarily suspended. The Border Patrol made 56,408 arrests last month, down from 83,536 arrests in June, according to U.S. Customs and Border Protection, its parent agency. Asylum was halted at the border June 5th because arrests for illegal crossing topped a threshold of 2,500 a day, though a lack of deportation flights prevents authorities from turning away everyone. Norman Hall, Washington.
Recapping one of our top stories, a trail of destruction now lies in the path that Ukrainian forces carved on their incursion into Russia, blasting through the border and eventually into the town of Sutsa, where Associated Press journalists traveled on Friday. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.